I'm pleased to be joined now by Port Hope Mayor Olena Hankiewski. Mayor, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
And we're going to talk about a special event coming up this weekend in Port Hope. It's celebration of and to honor National Truth and Reconciliation Day. But I wanted to ask you first about last week's Port Hope Council meeting. A resolution was presented to Council to adopt a new land acknowledgement statement, and that could be approved next week, of course. Talk about all the work that went into that and, you know, why it was important to you to bring an updated acknowledgement forward.
Well, as you may recall, one of the first things that we had done as a council was to pass a motion accepting the United Nations Declaration on the Rights of Indigenous Peoples, which is really a universal framework. It's minimum standards for the survival and the dignity and well-being of Indigenous peoples around the world, and sort of elaborates on existing human rights standards and fundamental freedoms. And municipalities do have a role to play in this. So we've adopted that as a framework. And in adopting that as a framework, it is our responsibility then to start taking very concrete actions to advance the work of both truth and reconciliation. And so our last acknowledgement, a land acknowledgement, was developed for the municipality back in 2019. And it was basically a one-line land acknowledgement, which was really out of step with some of the more robust acknowledgements that we do here. And in last fall, I started to work on investigating the process by which we could improve upon that land acknowledgement. So the process really began in the fall with an outreach meeting with representatives of the First Peoples House of Learning at Trent University in Peterborough. And it was at that meeting that I was provided guidance on an appropriate process to follow and was given a number of different resources to use for updating the land acknowledgement for the municipality of Port Hope. And thus the process began. So following the advice and the guidance, reviewing other land acknowledgements in the municipality and across the county, the draft was shared with a number of key representatives, including those from the First Peoples House of Learning. We had the Chief Emerita of Curve Lake First Nation, Emily Wutong, reviewed the acknowledgement. I also had the opportunity to meet with the new Chief of Alderville Nation, Chief Simpson, and he reviewed the land acknowledgement, and he also circulated it to the other chiefs of the Williams Treaties, and whatever feedback and comments were received were then included in the new acknowledgement. And as you mentioned, we have approved it at the Council of the Whole. We are awaiting the final approval at our council table, but I will nevertheless be reading it out at our special event on Saturday. So I'm not going to read it here because I don't want to spoil it, but yep, we will be unveiling it at our event on Saturday.
So as you were developing it, in terms of the advice given and what you learned, you must have, you know, I guess you realize the importance and how meaningful you want the words to be in the land, yes, acknowledgement.
Well, absolutely. We wanted to develop something that was reflective of the local context here in the municipality, the intention towards building new relations with surrounding nations, but most importantly, and this is true for any land acknowledgement anywhere, you know, we can read a land acknowledgement and they can go through processes and they can be refined and we can be proud of them. But unless we actually ensure that action is taken that are in line with the commitments that we make in those land acknowledgements, then they're nothing but just, I call them sort of a performative act that we do at the beginning of meetings. We read them out, but then it just doesn't translate into any reflection or action or change in our priorities. So it is my hope that this is a beginning place for us to really take some concrete actions towards truth and reconciliation. And in many ways, I believe that our event on Saturday is also a step in that right direction.
What was some of the feedback you got from the chiefs?
There was, overall, there was very, very positive feedback to the effort and to the wording, and yet there were some very important nuances that were suggested to us, and of course, those were incorporated into the final wording.
Well, I know there was some debate about the United Nations part being included in it, but as you said, it was, and some other counselors referenced this as well. Again, you adopted this very early in the term last year. So from that point of view, I think you said this at council, it made sense to include that in the new land acknowledgement.
Correct. It was the second motion that we had adopted as a council, so it made sense that it should be in our land acknowledgement.
Yeah. And just finally about this, was it nice to see, like, your fellow council members are eager to want more training or to learn more education about Indigenous peoples?
Absolutely. And you know, there's two ways in which we do that. One is that we can provide opportunities throughout the year for that kind of education and awareness as a municipality, as a county. But ultimately, each and every one of us has opportunities to do our own education, to become more aware, and to do our work if we are committed to truth and reconciliation. It's not always on others to guide us that way, and it's certainly not the responsibility of our Indigenous neighbors to do that work. It is up to each and every one of us to take the responsibility for our education and our awareness and our learning. But having said that, you know, I really do hope that our event Inspiring Change on Saturday at 4 p.m. at the Capitol Theater, that it will provide people from all across the county and our citizens in the municipality of Port Hope an opportunity to really think differently about truth and reconciliation, to be inspired to learn more. And I think it's very unique that we're able to provide folks with an opportunity for a free guided live stream virtual tour of the Canadian Museum of Human Rights in Winnipeg. I have been there in person. It is an absolutely beautiful, beautiful museum. It's the first international museum with a focus on human rights, both internationally and nationally. And they do have a focus on truth and reconciliation. They have exhibits on the issues. They have exhibits that document the history and contemporary experiences of Indigenous peoples in Canada. And it is such a unique opportunity to be inside the museum without being inside the museum, and doing a walkthrough where everybody gets to have their own experience of learning something new. And I'm very excited about that.
Yeah, and with it being in Winnipeg, not an opportunity everyone would have to go there in person, so that's great. And you also have a special guest as well that you'll be in conversation with.
Yes, well, this is also such an exciting opportunity for us, and we're so pleased that Jeanette Corbière-Lavelle is going to be joining us. And why? Because there's actually an exhibit at the museum dedicated to her challenge of the Indian Act, Section 12.1b, that used to strip Indian women of their status and their children if they married a non-Native man, whereas the reverse was not true. So she had brought this case forward. It's very instrumental in our Canadian history, and she will be joining us to reflect on seeing the exhibit at the museum, but also talking about her experiences in advancing the issue of gender equality for Indigenous women. And she's also going to be joined by her daughter, Dr. Dawn Lavelle, Harvard. And she is, she's working, well, she was the president of the Ontario Native Women's Association. I believe that she, in fact, still is. And she is the director at the first People's House of Learning at Trent University. And we'll have a kind of a fireside chat with them. And joining all of us and them will be the new chief of Alderville Nation, Chief Simpson. He will be doing a greeting and introduction, and he'll be part of the entire celebration. So this is a new and exciting page for Port Hope, and we're really looking forward to welcoming people for this special event. And, you know, tickets, as I mentioned, are free, and you can just get them by going to the Capitol Theatre website, and I really look forward to seeing everybody.
Yeah, it sounds like an incredible event, and so great to hear that Chief Tanar Simpson is going to be joining you. You know, I've spoken to him a couple times, and he's just so knowledgeable and enthusiastic to share any information. And I think and that was a message that Port Hope Council too, and Chief Simpson would say the same thing. Don't be afraid to ask questions.
Yes.
Everyone maybe receives them differently, but ultimately don't be afraid to ask questions, and if people want to answer, yeah, they will.
Well, yes, absolutely. We need to always provide those safe spaces for conversations. People need to feel like they can ask questions. Sometimes we may have uncomfortable conversations, but we need to find a way to talk about, to share, to communicate what it means for us to be working towards truth and reconciliation. And I am very excited to have Chief Simpson join with us, because the meetings and communications I've had with him, I believe that we're forging a whole new path of relations between Alderville Nation and Port Hope. And I'm very excited to be part of that.
Excellent. I guess just finally for you, Mayor Hankowski, with what has been done, you know, at Port Hope Council and your work in bringing this new land acknowledgement forward, what does right now National Day for Truth and Reconciliation mean to you?
Oh, that's such a complicated question. Yes. I'm not sure I have a really straightforward answer to you, other than like everyone else, I am on the path of learning this. You know, we have these days that we mark in our calendars every year, but truly this work is, it doesn't happen two or three times a year or in a week, you know, for only 1 week of a year. This is something that we have to bring into our day-to-day lives. Of course, as a politician, it's something that I feel the responsibility to think about and act upon when we are moving forward with the priorities for the future, and especially around the protection of natural resources and thinking about certainly climate change and the climate crisis, but also what it means to forge new relationships together for the future. It's hard work. It requires ongoing efforts. And you know, we're going to make mistakes along the way, but as long as we're committed and as long as we're building those relationships, I think that's the most important thing to think about on the day.
That is great. Well, again, Port Hope Council, and led by yourself, is showing that not only do you want meaningful words, but you don't want it to just be words. You want to do more beyond that. So thank you again, Mayor Olena Hankowski, for joining me today.
Thank you, and I really look forward to seeing a strong showing of the community at the event on Saturday. I do really think it's something very unique to behold, and I look forward to seeing everyone.